This is the Raving Coaches Podcast, where we get real about the business of coaching. Here our guests discuss the gifts and joys of coaching and their struggles, challenges, and lessons. Now, here's our host, Laura Holloman.
Hello, you little rock star coaches. I hope you are having a rock and roll week this fine Tuesday. A little bit of a shorter and different episode today. Today, I am going to talk to you about the one rule I have for your marketing. It's just one. Makes it so easy. And we're going to talk about a couple of things coming up with the podcast and some feedback I'd like from you, the listener. So let's go ahead and get started. Well, first of all, I want to say a great big giant thank you for your listenership. The listenership on the podcast has continued to grow. We have grown organically because you listen, because you share, you promote, and you talk about it. So thank you so much. If you know of coaching groups, that this podcast would be a great place to share so that other listeners could come and hear what we have to say. I would love for that to happen. And if you listen to the podcast regularly, if you could leave us a review at either Spotify or Apple or iHeart, wherever it is that you're listening, that's very helpful, right? It's an algorithm-based world these days. So it would be very helpful for us if those of you who listen regularly also you can subscribe too, but leave us a review. Here's a question I have for you, our regular listeners. You've heard what we do here on the podcast, and I try and write the whole goal of Raving Coaches is to talk about the business of coaching, not about your certifications or your tools, not about how you do the practice of coaching. Although we get into that a little bit when we talk about your endotypes, don't we? But the business, lead generation, having those discovery calls, marketing, branding, sales, delivering, asking for referrals, staying in touch with those leads. That's all business stuff. And it can all feel rather overwhelming. Here is a habit that as a small business owner, I have fallen into, and I think maybe if you're honest, you have too, is the beautiful thing called busy work. Busy work, busy work, busy work. Trying to do all the things or none of the things. Or trying to get all the research on all the things. So let's talk about two things around that. First of all, what would you like to learn more about? What would you like to learn more about? If you are a regular podcast listener and you're like, man, I wonder when Laura is going to get around to talking about fill in the blank. Well, Laura doesn't know what it is that you want me to get around to talking about. I have a few plans coming up for the podcast and some experts that I want to bring in, but if you really want to know about something, you want me to go find experts to talk about that thing, I need to hear from you. So you can either connect with me at on the LinkedIn Raving Coaches podcast site. So we have our own community growing over in LinkedIn where I drop the episodes of the podcast. You can leave me a comment in the YouTube. Right. So if you look up endotype in YouTube, you're going to come up with our channel where I am now posting video content of these podcasts, not just audio content. So if you like to consume video instead, go over there, subscribe to the channel on YouTube. Or you can find me on either social media, either Facebook or Instagram at Endotype or Endotype Formula, and drop me a message. Say, hey, Laura, this is what I want to know about. Hey, Laura, when are you going to have somebody on to tell us how to write a book? Hey, Laura, when are you going to have somebody come on and tell us about XYZ? Okay. So that's thing number one, feedback. I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes running a podcast feels like shouting into the void. I did a social media post about how social media also feels like that sometimes. Is anybody actually listening? And fortunately, with the podcast, I have analytics behind it, and I can see that you are listening. I also get feedback occasionally from some of the coaches who listen, who are in the groups that I am also in. So shout out to Susie Moon, shout out to Aaron, shout out to Sarah. I hear you. Thank you for listening. And thank you for giving me feedback on the podcast and saying that you listen and promoting the podcast where you do, because it makes it feel a little less isolated and alone over here. But I invite the rest of you, feedback. I am somebody who's very prone to giving feedback and very open to receiving feedback. So what would you like to hear more of? Second question I have for you around the feedback is, this last 2 weeks previous to this episode, we did some hot seat coaching with coaches. We worked on their what I do statement. Is hot seat coaching something that you would like to see more of, where I come in as the marketing strategist, understanding your endotype formula, and would help you or other coaches to work on your business live on the podcast? Let me know what you think about that idea, because I'm thinking about folding that in. And here's the last thing that I want to talk to you about busy work and my number one rule of marketing. Okay. So get out your notebooks. Be ready to take this down as your number one new marketing rule. It has nothing to do with the endotype formula. I understand people can do marketing without the endotype formula. I just think it's crazy that they do. Okay, I'm biased, but I do think it's crazy that people do marketing without understanding who they are, what their superpowers are, and how to magnify those into their brand. But has nothing to do with the endotype formula. Has nothing to do with the strategies and the branding that I do with my coaches. Has nothing to do with the 6-month mastermind that I'm now offering to coaches. Here's the number one rule. If you're considering a new marketing avenue, a new option, what do you mean by new option, Laura? I'm talking about, I think I might start a podcast. I think I might write a book. I think I might be in an anthology. Maybe I should go onto LinkedIn. Maybe I should do TikTok videos. Maybe I should hire somebody to do marketing. Maybe I should hire an appointment setter. Maybe I should. Marketing strategy, any marketing strategy, any new content building, and maybe I need to write blog articles. So many options. As you're considering them, and as you sit and you reflect on what you're doing right now, if it does not have a clear, understandable way for you to make money from it, stop doing it. If you don't have a clearly discernible path. Now, you're going to say, Laura, you write a book, you sell a book, you make money. No. No, friend. Do you know that I am a 2-time author? Yes, indeed. I am a 2-time author. every single one of those things that I just said, writing books, making videos, sharing videos, running a podcast, social media, I have done them all. Build a funnel, create a course, offer a certification, do live workshops, all of them I have done. I've been 13 years in coaching now. I've done them all. And here's what I know, because I've done them all. If you don't have a clear, strategic, step-by-step path to how writing a book is going to end up getting you clients, don't do it yet. Just sit on it. Just notice, oh, I still have a desire to write a book. When I wrote my first book, I was a fitness coach and I owned my gym at the time. I wanted to sell to my clients. I had some life coaching distance clients, some fitness distance clients, and I had the clients that came into my gym. It was a small private print run. I don't know, 100, 200 maybe books. That's what I wanted. I did not upload it onto Amazon. I did not want that book to be like this huge thing. It's going to be huge. Right? So I didn't do any of the extra work. I had all kinds of people. When are you going to offer it on Amazon? I want to be able to get my book on Kindle. Do you know how much extra work that is? It's a lot. Because when I did book number two, My Walk, My Way, it's an anthology book based on the endotype formulas. You can get it on Instagram, or I'm sorry, on Amazon if you have not already. My Walk, My Way, I wanted to go bestseller with. Not only for myself and for the endotype formula, but for the rest of those budding authors that came and said, yes, I will write a book with you. And I said, great, I know how to get this book to a bestseller. Because I had, between the idea of, ooh, I could use a book to promote endotype formula, and the time that we created the book, I did my research. I knew the amount of work and the type of work that it was going to take to be able to make that happen. I had a plan. Having a plan is the key to make any of it work. Now, for some of you, I understand your endotype formulates and clarifies the plan while you're in action. Those action-oriented brands, the motivation-oriented brands, Laura, which brand am I? Well, friend, you should have received that information when you did the endotype formula quiz. But this week, as we drop this podcast, I'm going to send you an email reminder with your profile and also another little chart for you to post, a little social media graphic that explains you're the clarifier, you have this kind of a brand, and these are your coaching superpowers. Watch for it when we drop this email or podcast. Oof. I am messing up all the words today. Here's the other thing. Don't expect perfection from your marketing, or at least not from my marketing, because I am not going back and re-recording any of that. When I call Amazon and Instagram and podcast and email, just do the thing, friend. Do the thing imperfectly. But I had a plan. For those of you who are action-oriented, you may need to be in process before all the steps of the plan show up. And that's true for all of us. We need to be adaptable in our plan. We cannot be rigid, because even when you're building a house, you have a blueprint, the architect did the thing. As it all starts coming together, there's going to be minor adjustments that your builders are going to take. to be able to formulate and put together your house. The same is true for your marketing plans. But if you are just like, oh, I want to write a book, but you don't know, who are you going to sell the book to? How are you going to sell the book? Is your goal to use the book as kind of a calling card, if you will? Look, I'm an expert in a thing. Is your book, do you want to make it go bestseller? And if you want to make it go bestseller, why? Because it doesn't really matter if it goes bestseller. If your plan is just to get it to go bestseller, and then obviously all of your clients are going to come out of the woodwork, that's not true. It doesn't happen that way. Does not happen that way. Otherwise, people like Brené Brown and Mel Robbins, they wouldn't be still marketing. They've written great, great books. Great books. And then they still got to go on a book tour and market the book. And they're still marketing their coaching programs afterwards. Because a book is not marketing for coaching. There has to be additional steps. A podcast is not, in and of itself, marketing for your coaching. There has to be some plan in place. Your social media, just going out there and shouting to the world, likely isn't going to fill your coaching. So what's the one rule of marketing? Don't do it unless you have a plan. Need help building a plan? Well, that's one of the things I help my coaches do in the 6-month mastermind that I offer. Because before you do any of the things, there are certain fundamentals and foundational pieces you need to have in place, I believe. And it's what I've watched the coaches that I work with. Once they put their branding in place and then they build their lead magnet around their branding and around how they like to show up in the world. And then they go out and they promote that lead magnet and they do the things, their programs fill or at least grow, right? Grow. That's what we want, growth. And then we review and we look at what do we need to do differently next? How do we put some more people in the program? So that's the episode for today. I'm going to leave you with a reminder. If you're consuming this episode early, right? So right away, a Tuesday when it drops, next week, May 6th through the 10th, I have a challenge for coaches called Stop Calling Yourself a Coach. Start telling people what you do. Where I'm going to take you through 45 minutes each day, a little bit of homework for you to do or some activities for you to do in between our live stream sessions to build a powerful, unique what I do statement that is based on three things: your endotype, right? I told you I'm biased. Your client's perspective, not seeing your coaching from your perspective, but how do we see it from our client's perspective? And the three problems your clients have that you need to know before you do any more marketing to them at all. Because likely, you're marketing right now to the wrong problem. Most coaches are. Together, we then craft a powerful what I do statement that then can influence not only your introduction at your networking meetings, but what you're posting in your social media, how you describe your work on your website, all the rest of your marketing copy from this 5-day challenge. Also know that the coaching mastermind that I offer, the 6-month mastermind, we are opening up some seats again. So if you'd like to learn more about what that mastermind looks like, the cost, what's included, please let me know. The mastermind is basically where I become your business best friend. I believe here's the kind of best friend that I am. I'm going to tell you when you have spinach on your teeth. I'm going to tell you when you're dating the wrong guy. I'm going to tell you when you're missing the red flags. And I am going to celebrate every blooming moment of success that you have. So in business, that looks like I'm going to tell you if your marketing's ugly. I'm going to tell you if it's not on brand. I'm going to tell you if you're trying to court or date the wrong clients for who you are, or your marketing is attracting the wrong clients. We're going to mastermind, plot, strategize together, and we're going to celebrate every single morsel of success that you have in those 6 months and watch as your coaching program fills, as your workshops fill, and as your courses sell better. Whatever kind of coaching it is that you're doing, I'd like to be your business best friend and help you out. And there's power in that. There's power. I've done this for a few people and watched as they thrive in their businesses. All right, friend. That's the episode for today. Thank you so much. Check in the show notes for the links to the 5-day challenge. Stop saying you're a coach. Start telling people what you do. Links to our YouTube platform for the podcast, our LinkedIn platform for the podcast, and subscribe, leave us a review, share it out. Get other coaches over here and give me that feedback that I'm looking for to be able to curate better episodes for you. Talk to you soon.